Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which ye also are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I have received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture, and he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. He is alive."
For all the earth had trembled, the sun had hid its face, and all the men that walked with him had turned and run away. They crucified our Savior and laid him in a tomb. The life that once brought love and hope slipped away that afternoon. Satan gleamed with pleasure that day at Calvary, for he thought he had won a mighty victory. And like him, all of the demons of hell began to cheer.
Oh, but little did they know
that their end was drawing near. 'Cause early Sunday morning, just like Jesus said, he broke the curse of sin and
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive forevermore. You have tuned into another episode of Tehillah Worship, and this is an episode of joy, exaltation, excitement, as well as worship, meditation, and intimacy. For he is alive. Amen. Amen. And this is an episode of Tehillah Worship. I'm your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and our scripture is and always will be, his glory covered the heavens and the earth was full of his praise. And I believe that because you are in the earth, his praise is in you. And this is your opportunity to release a praise, one of many opportunities on any day, any given day, any given moment in a week. This is an opportunity for you to give him praise. And for those that are new, this is also an opportunity for you to spend some time in his word, meditate on his word, pray, to just draw into his presence, to soak in his glory, to just get closer to him. Amen. But because this is Easter, Resurrection Sunday, we're not just going to spend that time in meditation, and we are. I will give you some time to get you a nice, comfortable place in your home or in your car, wherever you are, by the computer, at your desk in the office, wherever you are. Just get a comfortable place. You may go ahead and take a lunch break, amen, just to get into his presence and hear from him on this evening or this afternoon or this morning, whenever you're listening. I'm so glad that this is archived online and you can listen anytime you want to. And again, I thank you for joining me, but I digress. Yes, we will have an opportunity to meditate and spend time in his word, intimately, personally, privately, to speak to him face to face and seek him. But before we do that, we just want to be grateful, demonstrate and show our love and our appreciation, our gratitude for what he went through when he died on the cross, because he had to die in order to rise again. And the suffering that he endured on the cross was significant. So Christ Jesus, bless you. We thank you. We praise you for the suffering that you endured for us. You paid a debt that you did not owe, and we owed a debt that we could not pay. For our debt of sin required a sinless sacrifice, and you were the perfect sacrifice, a lamb fit, a lamb formed in the likeness of man, but without guile or sin, to die for the sins of the world. That we say thank you, we bless you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. This is Tehillah Worship. Cried out, "Away with him, crucify him." Pilate saith unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then delivered he therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the place of a skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him and two others with him on either side, one and Jesus in the middle. The title, and put it on the cross, and the writing was Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. He suffered.
At the cross.
this walk, we learn things more and more. One being that the shape and the symbol of love is not a heart, and it's definitely not a diamond ring. It's the cross. When we're forgiven, we're healed, where God gives us new life. Thank you, Jesus, for the cross. Let us prepare ourselves now for our time of meditation as we press into the presence of God. Think about the gory yet glory of the cross, the victory of the cross, the power of the cross, the miracle of the cross, the provision of the cross, the love of the cross. Let us prepare ourselves now. So get your word, get your notes, get your Bible, or just get in a comfortable place and begin to think on not just the goodness of the Lord, but the sacrifice of the Lord. This is Tehillah Worship, and I pray you're having a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Let us begin to meditate on Him. Let us begin to think on His goodness. He is a great God. Amen. Thank you.
Melodies of your heart to the Father. Thank you.
there has been God. Many things and thoughts have changed about the dying of our Lord. All the pain that he went through.
My salvation. Yes, yes, yes. We cannot celebrate his resurrection without acknowledging and observing his crucifixion, his sacrifice. And when he went to the cross, the Bible says that he was the Lamb of God who took away, who taketh away the sins of the world. And he had to go as a sacrificial lamb, as a sinless sacrifice. And so we, as we come to the end of another episode of Tehillah Worship, I just want somebody to look at their neighbor and say, glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. I thank you for joining me again tonight to another episode of Tehillah Worship. And I pray that you received something tonight, as well as just throughout this entire day, as you have observed and even experienced a resurrection experience, a worship experience, a meditation experience, a reflection experience, an experience where you just enjoyed the presence of holy and an awesome God. So glory to the Lamb. God bless you. Good night. And I pray that you'll join me again next week for another episode of Tehillah Worship. God bless.
Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Glory to the Lamb. Everybody say,
glory to the Lamb.
We sing
glory, glory to the Lamb.
We give all
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Yes, we sing
glory,
glory to the
to
Lamb.
The Lamb.
This is why. For he is
now
and Omega
forever
is he. And
he
will reign forever.
Forever.
Holy, holy, holy,
holy
is he.
Is he.
So together let's sing glory,
glory
to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
Father, we sing tonight glory,
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
We give all the glory,
glory
to the Lamb. Jesus is his name, we give
glory,
glory to the Lamb.
To the Lamb.
For he
is,
he's the beginning, and he is the end,
forever
he remains, and he will reign forever.
the Holy One, we give glory to the Lamb. The Sovereign One, we give glory to the Lamb. The Almighty One, we give glory. Great and marvelous are your deeds. Just and true are your words, Lord God Almighty. Who will not fear you, O Lord, and bring glory to your name? You alone are holy, and all nations will come and worship before you. Saints and angels sing. The saints and angels sing. Glory to the Lamb. We sing glory to the Lamb, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. One more time. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. If you lift him, he'll draw. If you lift him, he'll draw.